It's a minute before the hour, 4 o'clock here at WMSC 91.7 FM. And you've got the Rock Ride on the radio. Let's take a look at the WMSC weather situation. Current temperature here at the downtown campus of the Milwaukee School of Engineering is 62 degrees. And let's take a look at our forecast. Tonight, patchy fog after 4 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, low 52. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers between 1 and 4. Then showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m., high near 73 on Tuesday. Your Tuesday night forecast, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low around 55. Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers, cloudy, high near 65. And your Wednesday night forecast, 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low around 53. That's it for WMSC weather information. We have a message of support from one of our community partners, and we'll be back. We'll be talking with John and Dave from Endress Park Neighborhood Association about the wonderful concert series that's coming up here in Milwaukee. But first, this. We'll be back.
This portion of WMSC is supported by Cafe Corazon. Cafe Corazon serves locally sourced classic Mexican cuisine with vegetarian and vegan options. Open daily for lunch at 11 a.m. and at 10 a.m. for weekend brunch. Cafe Corazon's Workerita and featured menu items are served daily from 2 to 6 Monday through Friday and 3 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday. Cafe Corazon, located in River West and now open in Bayview. More information at CorazonMilwaukee.com.
WMSC kicking off this Thursday, June 20th at Endress Park at 72nd and Locust. The concert series starts, put on by the Endress Park Neighborhood Association. The Five Card Studs will be playing this Thursday. And John and Dave, committee members from Endress Park Neighborhood Association, are joining me this afternoon. Gentlemen, how you doing?
Doing really well.
We are good. I'm glad you cut off that weather report before you got to Thursday.
It just says Armageddon. Just one word. I'm kidding. It just says Armageddon.
It'll be nice.
Yeah, it will be nice. I'm going to take a look now. Now you've got me going.
No, don't do that. You'll jinx us that way.
This has been going on for a couple of years. When did the Endress Park Neighborhood Association concert series get going?
It was about 2005. We started out with just a group of people that were interested in having some music in the park and organized ourselves into a committee and raised some funds. We had to do that because we didn't really have any money on our own. So we
the Neighborhood Association was kind of the start
right,
of it all, really?
Right.
And just concerts
were
the idea to put the Neighborhood Association together?
Yeah, it's been a very active association, done a lot of things in the neighborhood, a lot of activities. And there were just a few of us that were interested in some music, some live music in the park. I had a band at the time, and I approached the people on the board and was asking about how I could get my band in the park. And, volunteer. And
so you did.
I did. So here we are today.
So you did.
Many years later. And, we've done 4 or 5 concerts since about 2005. Yeah.
Nice.
And after Dave's band performed, we also started bringing in some real live talents, like Whammy winners and some other award winners. So we increased our talent level a little bit. Of course, all of that requires a little additional funding. So we have a small committee of 8 members. We do all of the planning, fundraising, finding people to serve some food. We set up the stage on Thursday morning. And we put it all together, just
including 8. The sound system. Do you have a company hired, or it's
great
volunteers?
Guy. Well, he's a paid sound guy. Jeff Everett is his name, and he's been doing sound for us for years. And every band that we've had in really likes what he does. And we've had a lot of interesting people. You know, Reverend Raven, Jim Leidman's been there. Semi Twang, Whiskey Bells, real variety of folks, and Nora Collins. Before she made her big jump, was one of our folks. So
right on. Who do we have this year? Looks pretty cool lineup, man.
So I'm excited. You mentioned this Thursday that we start with the Five Card Studs with opening act Leah G.
Yeah.
On July 11th, we are welcoming back Trapper Shep, who was rained out last year. And he'll be headlining with the guest, the Millbillies. On July 25th, we welcome the Hungry Williams with guest Listening Party. And on August 15th, we close out our season with Chicken Wire Empire and the Acoustics.
That's a pretty solid lineup for your concerts. And then each night, it's a different food vendor. How did you arrive at that?
Well, again, it was one of those things that just happened over time. Somebody on a committee knew someone who was involved in making food or producing food for large groups. And over the years, then we started approaching restaurants who we knew would do catering of that sort. And so we've had a number of good restaurants in, and this year, too, I think we've got some great ones.
But they're all neighborhood restaurants.
Neighborhood, and that's what
That's what's kind of the cool part about this, really, is that it's like hyper-local.
Exactly, and that's kind of the focus of what we're doing. Try to keep everything as local as possible, especially with the vendors like this. Bunzel's Meat Market has been with us.
Who doesn't love Bunzel's? Who doesn't love Bunzel's? Come on.
That's right. Exactly. And Bunzel's. You know, if you've ever been to a party that they've catered, they always have really good food.
Yeah.
So they've been with us, and you know, they've been a donor too. That's really nice.
Sure.
Since the very beginning.
Century on 71st in Lisbon. I know the neighborhood very well, and spent a lot of time in the neighborhood over the years. I used to take my mother-in-law to shop at both Bunzel's and the Century on 71st Street. So that's great that everybody from that neighborhood gets together and really does this and wants to support this.
I like how you called it hyper-local, because we do really focus on local.
No, it is. It totally is. I'm looking at the vendors, and it's like, that's everybody in the neighborhood, literally.
We really focus on local sponsorship. Most of our sponsors are in a $300 range. We're not getting big-dollar sponsors, so we're putting together a pretty good lineup of music.
Becomes more a consortium than it does really sponsorship.
Small donors, very much local businesses.
That's pretty amazing.
You mentioned, we were talking about Century on Lisbon. They, again, have been a longtime supporter, and through them, we get ice cream from Dean's Ice Cream that we give away free at each show. So that's been
cool.
A real popular thing, too.
That's cool. And the whole point of this, you guys, is really to kind of highlight the beauty of Endress Park, is it not, and to keep people coming to the park?
Absolutely.
I say that with a question mark.
The concerts have become, the focal point, I think, of activity in the neighborhood, you know, especially in the summertime. We do have a number of other events that the association is involved with, a big celebration on the 4th of July.
Are fireworks?
No fireworks. It's mostly oriented towards kids.
Okay.
We've got a great
nice
parade and lots of activities in the park after that.
Sure.
That's right. We have a farmer's market that started 3 years ago, I think, we're in the fourth year now.
Is that every Saturday?
It's a Sunday market. It runs from 9 to noon on Sundays. We just started yesterday, as a matter of fact.
That's kind of cool, because the majority of them are usually it's a Saturday situation.
Right.
You know,
a lot of the parks in the greater Milwaukee area are really kind of married to that Saturday morning.
So that runs through September 15th.
That's awesome.
Right.
The music is, you got a really great lineup this year. How do you go about booking your park concerts?
There is never a shortage of music. We never have problems finding bands. We have actually bigger problems trying to eliminate some.
Is that a committee situation, or is one of you a little more skilled than the other in that neighborhood?
It's all of us. We have become regular members at the Whammy Fast Pitch events. We've gotten a lot of people there. They did not have one here locally this year. I think it was in the Fox Valleys this time. But we've attended that every year, and then we just have people that contact us and say, hey, I've got a band I want to play, and we just have a list that we keep referring to. But like I said, there's no shortage of talent. We don't have any problems with that.
Is there anything that either one of you are excited to see this time around?
Well,
and Noah's okay. Noah's totally right. Fine. Let's be clear about that.
I
know the Studs put on a great show. Trapper is out of his mind. Chicken Wire Empire is just crazy, energetic, super, super energetic bluegrass music, which I think is one of the greatest music forms to be putting in a park, period, anywhere. and Hungry Williams. They were just here.
They were, right.
Last week and interviewed it, and their stuff is incredible.
Got a new record coming out.
And New Orleans Jump stuff.
Yeah, so. Yeah. No, it should be, everything should be exciting.
And you have exciting openers, too, I noticed, too. I mean, there's the, it's a twin bill every Thursday that you do that. And that is what, looking at that, that is what, the second or third Thursday of each month?
It's kind of a bit irregular. There's a 2-week break. Or 3-week break, I guess it is, between most of them. And then the last two get kind of mixed up. We actually made an adjustment in our schedule to accommodate Jeff, our sound man, because he also does sound at State Fair. And we had a concert that ran during State Fair week, and he couldn't be there for that. And so we didn't like that. We'd rather we liked what he was doing, and everybody, as I said, seemed to appreciate him. So we adjusted the schedule for that. So it's a little bit irregular.
Yeah, we have to adjust around a couple other festivals. Maybe you've heard of Summerfest. That's another one. And State Fair, you may have heard of.
State Fair. I know. Those affect... You know, those affect a great part and portion of commerce in our greater metropolitan area and suburban area. So you just kind of have to really watch what you do. And it's good that you say that and bring that up, that you can pretty much guarantee nothing. You know, it's hard for clubs. It's hard for restaurants. But yet we all, you know, we all roll up our sleeves and we all do it. And it becomes part of it. And sometimes we're able to get involved as media outlets and restaurants with some of those bigger festivals. And other times we just have to kind of let them happen.
We occasionally think that we luck out with some of the talent because we're on a Thursday night. We're not competing with bars and clubs and other big festivals that take place on a Friday or a Saturday.
A lot of those, a lot of the concert series that are in parks are on what we call school nights. Know what I mean? Like on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday. And I think it is. You're right. It is accessibility. It's a matter of accessibility. So, well, if concert performances begin each night at
6 o'clock. And our opening act is on for about an hour, and then the main act starts at 7 and plays for 2 hours.
Right on. And is there parking?
Well, it's parking on the street. Now we
that's okay.
Yeah, exactly. We have a very small parking lot at the park itself. But it shouldn't be difficult because most of the people coming to the show live in the neighborhood, so they can walk. So those who don't live in the neighborhood usually don't have hard time finding a place to park.
Outstanding. It is the Endress Park Neighborhood Association concert series, Concerts on the Green. John and Dave, I want to thank you both for coming down. That Five Card Studs premiere this Thursday, June 20th. Yeah, show starts at 6 p.m. It's Five Card Studs and Leah G. And there's Trapper Shep on July 11th. Hungry Williams on July 25th, and on August 15th, Chicken Wire Empire rounds out the season. So we're honored to be sponsors.
And we're glad to have you.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
We certainly are. And if people want to find out more information about the Neighborhood Association and the park, where should they go?
Probably the easiest way to find us is to go to our website, endresspark.org. From there, you can click on the Concerts tab, and there you'll find connections to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Right on.
But the events page is always updated as well.
Outstanding. I want to thank you guys both, John and Dave, for coming down.